Minnesota's wood products industries are not thriving in the 21st century. Since 2002, paper and board plants in northern Minnesota have closed in Cook, Grand Rapids, and Brainerd. Last month, Bland and Paper announced it would soon shut down one of its two remaining paper production lines and lay off 150 people by next spring. And earlier this month, Xcel Energy announced it wants to cancel contracts to buy electricity from wood-powered plants in Hibbing and Virginia. Xcel says wood-powered energy is too expensive. Well, last week, the Associated Contract Loggers and Truckers, they're based in Gilbert, Minnesota. They're an organization that represents loggers and truckers in northern Minnesota, and they filed a lawsuit challenging Xcel Energy's plan to cancel those contracts. The power plants are owned by Laurentian Energy, and since 2006, Laurentian has had contracts to sell Xcel power generated from coal and wood. The loggers and truckers stand to lose business if Xcel stops buying power from Laurentian Energy. Xcel has a mandate to produce 110 megawatts of electricity from renewable sources in exchange for its permit to store nuclear waste at Prairie Island. The power plants in Hibbing and Virginia sell about 70 megawatts to Xcel, and the wood biomass fuel has made it possible for those plants to reduce coal use by about 150,000 tons per year. Scott Dane joins us now. He's the executive director of the Associated Contract Loggers and Truckers. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you very much.
So, Scott, I mentioned John and I were talking off the air about Blandin's going to be shutting down its number five paper mill, and they're going to be buying a lot less wood too. So loggers and truckers are taking a hit this year. And what's at stake for them with these power plants?
Well, a couple of things. First, I'm glad you mentioned the basis for the agreement with Xcel Energy. But I want to clarify something for the record, that Xcel Energy has framed this issue as a matter of cost and competitiveness. But that's a false narrative. The cost of biomass-generated electricity was higher 10 years ago, and hasn't changed much when Xcel agreed to produce 110 megawatts of biomass-generated electricity. But that was all done, like you said, in exchange for storing nuclear waste at Prairie Island. Xcel will still be storing nuclear waste at Prairie Island, but they want to get out of their requirement to produce clean, green, renewable energy in exchange for the storing of that nuclear waste. So I'm glad that you picked up on that, because that's been conveniently left out of the narrative by Xcel Energy. But getting back to your question about the impact to loggers and such, you're right. The logging industry, the forest products industry in Minnesota, has lost 50% of its mills since 2007, thereabouts 2006. To lose this biomass market on top of all that will destroy 50% at least of Minnesota's biomass market as well. So it's really something that we don't really want to, we don't need to happen to the forest products industry, because it compromises the ability to manage our forests in Minnesota.
You know, Scott, I was in the impression that Xcel's agreement with Laurentian Energy was valid through like 2026 or 2028, and I was wondering, how can they get out of it?
Well, that's a good question. You're right. They are valid through 2026 for Xcel and Laurentian Energy Authority, and 2028, I think it is off the top of my head, for Benson Power, which is also a big component of this agreement. That a lot of our suppliers, our loggers, are being impacted by. The way they got out of it is they sensed a political opportunity this last session, and they approached the legislature to allow them out of it. And the legislature passed legislation that allowed them to petition the Public Utility Commission to terminate these agreements, unfortunately. The governor was opposed to it. There's been a lot of opposition opposed to it. The Minnesota DNR has gone on record in writing, submitted comments to the PUC opposing it. The U.S. Forest Service, Superior National Forest, has submitted similar concerns to the PUC opposed to it. But to answer your question, they took advantage of a political situation. And I was in St. Paul yesterday at a meeting with a commissioner of one of the agencies and other legislators. And they really summed it up this way. The legislators said they were given limited information by Xcel. Now there's a bit of buyer's remorse on the part of the legislators, and they're trying to figure out how to undo the mess.
We're speaking with Scott Dane. He's the executive director of Associated Contract Loggers and Truckers, who stand to lose a lot of work if XL is allowed to cut their contract to buy woody biomass for power plants in Hibbing and Virginia. Scott, you guys, from accounts I've read, were reluctant to go to court and sue XL and to block this change. But I wonder, is the legislature maybe not a good place to go to?
As far as getting it changed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely what the legislators want to do. They were misled by XL into thinking they had 18 months before any of this would happen. So at the end of last session, this is when this legislation went through, with the full intent of addressing any impacts. In fact, they included language in the legislation that required an economic impact study to determine the impact from closing the Benson plant specifically. And that study is not due until February 15th. And the legislature intended to utilize that study to make some adjustments, take some action. They want to do that this next session, but XL is ramrodding this thing through the Public Utility Commission. In fact, the Public Utility Commission hearing is this Thursday in St. Paul to consider the termination request for Laurentian Energy Authority and Benson Power.
Will you be there?
Yes, I'll be testifying.
Okay. And we might add that the Benson Power Plant is fueled by turkey poop, right?
It's actually surprising. Initially, it was designed for being fueled by turkey litter, or turkey poop, however you want to phrase it. However, they found that straight turkey litter wasn't a suitable fuel source. So it's about 40% turkey litter and 60% wood chips.
Oh, okay. So there's wood going down there, too. So give us an idea what a day in the life for a logger and trucker is in terms of delivering, harvesting or picking up their wood and taking it to one of the plants in Hibbing or Virginia. What's the process like?
Well, loggers start the day before most of us do, before it's light out, and they go home when it's dark again. They'll go into the woods where the timber harvesting operation will be occurring. In the case of biomass, they will be chipping the tops and limbs or unmerchantable timber into a van truck, if you will, that will transport it to Hibbing, Virginia, or even down to Benson, Minnesota.
And okay, and how many members do you have?
The ACLT represents 200 companies, with membership of each company ranging from a couple to hundreds. So it represents thousands of people. We're the largest trade association in Minnesota.
Yeah.
This lawsuit you asked, we were reluctant. It wasn't our intent. We made a lot of effort to speak to XL Energy. We actually had numerous meetings with them at their offices in St. Paul, but we weren't getting anything more than lip service, to be honest with you. So we were pretty much forced into taking this action to protect the environment and forest management. You know, I was at a meeting with the previous Governor Pawlenty, and the DNR commissioner said to him, he said, "You know, Governor, we don't manage the forests. The loggers do that for us." And that's true. We're a tool, obviously, that allows Beltrami County, the county land departments, the state and the U.S. Forest Service and private landowners to manage their forests. And biomass is one tool that we need to properly manage Minnesota's forests and keep them healthy for multiple purpose use.
And if XL gets its way, how soon would these contracts be canceled and deliveries stopped?
2 months.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's fast.
Yeah, too fast.
Yeah, and do you know about how many of your members are involved just in delivering to these two facilities?
Yes. When it comes to LEA, 6 of the 9 suppliers to those facilities are ACLT members.
Okay.
And when it comes to Benson Power, all of the suppliers are ACLT members.
Wow. Okay. Well, Scott Dane, he's the executive director of the Associated Contract Loggers and Truckers. He'll be down at the Public Utilities Commission hearing on Thursday, did you say, Scott?
Yeah, it's on Thursday. You know, in closing, Scott, I just want to mention that Textile's tagline, corporate tagline, is responsible by nature. Mm-hmm. And if XL is honestly responsible by nature, and they'll support nature and the environment by agreeing to the need for an environmental impact study to be conducted before they take any action on terminating these agreements and shutting down these operations.
Okay, Scott Dane, thank you very much for being on our program.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Sure. Scott Dane, he's the executive director of Associated Contract Loggers and Truckers. They're based in the Gilbert, Minnesota area and represent truckers and loggers from all across northern Minnesota.